sirens first, no shattered glass, but paper sealed and hours that pass, with something gathering cold and slow in rooms where buried ledgers grow. The ink is dry, the names are set, each line recalls a living debt, not whispered now, nor cast aside, but read aloud and verified. The chambers fill, the record stands, no crown can steady trembling hands, when oaths return, no longer bent, but sharpened into evidence. They come not robed in myth or flame, but clerks who call each given name, and voices steady, sworn, precise, that weigh a life against its price. Rally's roar can reach this place, no gilded lie can mask a face, when every claim is turned and tried against the truth it once denied. Impeachment spoken count by count, no spectacle, just weight that mounts, a ledger balanced hard exact, where power yields at last to fact, and farther still beyond the shore, where older statutes wait their hour, the crimes that cross both land and sea are met with jurisdiction's key. No single bench, no single pen, but nations speaking now and then in measured terms that leave no doubt, the world has called the record out. No sudden fall, no tyrant scream, a verdict carried slow, supreme, the closing of a long deferred and long resisted final word. They stand not martyrs, not repealed by force, but by what's revealed. And in that light, so clear, so plain, no mask survives, no boast remains. The convicts leave the portals close, not chaos, but the fate they chose. A system strained, yet standing still, enough to bend and then to will. That law, though late, is not denied, the truth, though buried, will be tried, and those who fashioned harm as art will pay the cost of every part. No fire falls, no heavens break, no spectacle for vengeance sake, just something firmer, harder won, a reckoning that does not run.